it's the 27th of January. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Squid Game, The Challenge, a 10-episode reality-based game show inspired by the most popular Netflix series ever, is being plagued by allegations of serious injury on the set. Netflix, in a statement, responded that well-being and safety of all involved in the Cardington Studios Bedfordshire production is taken seriously. They have confirmed, however, that three contestants were treated for mild medical issues. The competition involves 456 participants from around the world who have travelled to Bedfordshire to compete for a record £3.8 million prize. A spokesperson for Netflix said that any claims of serious injury are untrue, adding that medics were on set at all times, and that it had invested in all appropriate safety procedures. A fixed penalty notice of £400 has been issued to a fly tipper by the Bedford Borough Environmental Crime Team. The unidentified man visited a glass recycling facility in Great Denham where he dumped waste oil. Bedford Council said its zero tolerance policy towards fly tipping will continue. The Unite Union have reached an agreement with Menzies Aviation to provide a 28% pay increase for 200 check-in staff and baggage handlers at Luton Airport. 20% raise will be backdated to October of last year. Sharon Graham, the Unite General Secretary, said the deal was secured without the need of industrial action. Menzies, in a statement, said it was pleased to reach the agreement. Tanya Pitt and Marianne Hoare, Bedford employees of Zuraida St John's Hospice in Moggahanger, have planned a three-day hike in Iceland close to the Arctic Circle. The effort, which will benefit the hospice, has a goal of raising £6,400. The two plan to begin their trip on the 8th of March. That's it for this week. I'll be back on Monday with your Bedford News updates.